Shanti. We will do a little exercise right now to see how to meditate. Like we saw yesterday in the first session, Atma, the soul, three faculties: mind, which thinks; intellect, which just takes a decision. But another thing that the intellect does is visualize. So the mind will create a thought, the intellect will visualize it, and whatever I, the soul, think and visualize, I will start experiencing it. So meditation means first create a thought. Meditation is not be thoughtless. It is first create one thought, then visualize it. If we don't visualize that thought, the intellect visualizes something else. And when the intellect visualizes something else, the mind will go somewhere else. So concentration means mind and intellect have to be on the same topic. So if my mind creates a thought, office, and intellect visualizes your child, the mind will start thinking about the child. So I will say I sat to think about the office, but then I started thinking about my children because the intellect visualized the child. So concentration means mind and intellect have to be on the same point. So we will do a little exercise right now to activate these two and to see how they're going to work in sync with each other. Okay, ready? So I will give you the thoughts. It's simple. We're just going home. Home from where we came on Thursday. So you take the thought. Don't just listen to the thought. You repeat the thought to yourself so that you make it your thought. And then visualize that thought. Everyone clear? Raise your hand. Clear? We have to be very clear with this because that's how we will be able to start meditating. After some time, after a few days, you will not need anybody to do a meditation commentary for you. It's going to be your own journey. This is only in the initial few days, just because we're doing it for the first time. After that, you're going to do it on your own. But for now, whatever thought we hear, we will say it again once to ourselves. So if I say I'm a powerful soul, you also create a thought, I am a powerful soul, and then visualize that. Okay? Chalo, we don't need to write anything in this. Try, experiment gently, eyes open, half open. Simply because we don't meditate only for 30 minutes in the morning or 20 minutes in the morning. We can meditate anytime, anywhere. We can meditate on a traffic signal. We can meditate in the middle of a meeting. You can't close your eyes in front of people every time. So it's simple. It just takes a little practice. Like suppose if we say, think of your children. Can you do that right now? Can you think of your children? Do you need to close your eyes for that? No, just the same way. Just the same way. Throughout the day, we're thinking of so many people, so many situations. We don't close our eyes for that. Just the same way. We don't need to close our eyes. Big chances of feeling drowsy, falling off to sleep. And experience says, when eyes are open, concentration is higher. When eyes are closed, more thoughts start getting created. So what you can do is just focus on any one point. Any one point here, or Paramatma point, any one point if you don't want your mind to get distracted. Theek hai? Okay, chalo. Sit straight. And now gently see yourself. You're going to think and see. Don't miss the see part, the visualize. Visualize very clearly. See yourself walking out of this hall, taking a cab and going to the airport or to the station to go back home. home from where we came on Thursday. See the journey down the hill of Mount Abu. Reaching Abu Road. And at the railway station or the airport that you have chosen, Ahmedabad, Udaipur, see it very clearly. Now we take our train or flight and we reach our home city. And now see yourself driving home. See the roads, the way to the house. Activate the visualization part. We've reached home. Come to the main door. Check what's the color of the main door of your house. What's written on the door? It's been 3 days that we are away. Enter the house, walk around, look at everything. Is everything in order? It's Saturday morning. Who is at home right now? Go and sit with them. Ask them how they've been there past 3 days. And share with them what we have experienced here since the last 2 days. See them while you're talking to them. Let's walk into the kitchen and see what's getting cooked there for breakfast today. Tell them what you had for breakfast today. Walk up to your fridge. Which color is your fridge? Which make? Check. Now open the fridge. Check everything in order there. There is a basket of fresh fruits lying in the fridge. Is there any fruit which you like there? There's a fresh orange there. Let's pick it up. Close the fridge. come to your most comfortable chair in the house. Listening to your favorite song. Peel the orange. And start having it. Say bye-bye to them. We'll meet you Monday again. And come back to this hall, to your seat. Om Shanti. So how many were able to do this? Everybody? Everybody went home? Everyone went home? Okay. Did you meet your people? How many were able to see your people? Easy. And how many were able to talk to your people? Easy. And how many were able to eat the orange? And how many felt that thing in the saliva? Ho gaya na meditation. The mind was creating a thought, the intellect was visualizing it, and we were able to experience it. This is all that we have to do. And when we start experiencing it, that becomes our sanskar. That is what becomes our sanskar. Now we will just see a few visuals of how to visualize I, the soul. How to visualize Paramdham, the soul world. You learnt about it this morning? Yes? Where have I, the soul, come from? I've come from the soul world. And where does Paramatma live? In the soul world. And that's why whenever we are upset and we think of God, where do we look? We look up. And we say, Upar wale ko pata hai kya hone wala hai. To upar wala kaun hai? To upar wale se milne ke liye upar hi jana padega. Hai na? Lekin, body yahan hai, hum zirf jaake mil kar aa jayenge. Theek hai? Jaise we were here, the body is here, we went home, we met them and came. We are here, we will go up there, connect. And like we go and stand in front of the sun, right? The sun's rays fall on the body and that light and power of the sun energizes every cell of the body. Like that, I, the soul, just go and sit in front of that Paramatma who is the Sarva Shaktivan, the Almighty Authority. The ocean of purity, the ocean of love. And just feel that vibration, the rays like a laser beam falling from Paramatma onto me, the Atma. That is what we have to visualize. Can we do that? Should we start? Okay, so we'll just look at the visuals first on the screen here. Nahin, charo. Ek ke baad ek, main batati hu aapko. First visual is when we are seated here, the soul in the center of the forehead. लाइट बंद कर देते हैं सोल इन द सेंटर ऑफ द फोरहेड सो एवरी कॉमेंट्री वी बीन डूइंग सिंस यस्टरडे पॉइंट ऑफ लाइट इन द सेंटर ऑफ द पॉइंट ऑफ लाइट इन द सेंटर ऑफ द फोरहेड एंड देन वाइब्रेशंस फ्रॉम मी रेडिएटिंग इनटू द एनवायरनमेंट My room, my home, my office, and of course out into the world. So that's our first step of meditation. You stay in this step for a few seconds or a few minutes. We can't immediately go to Paramdham. First, we just practice soul consciousness. When we keep doing this, we are not just meditating, we are shifting from ego consciousness to soul consciousness. We will not have to work on changing the sanskars will change on their own because the fundamental consciousness has shifted. Fundamental consciousness has shifted. Second, दूसरा वाला नहीं है. हाँ, वी विल सी द सोल लीविंग दिस बॉडी, गोइंग अप, क्रॉसिंग द सन, मून एंड द स्टार्स एंड गोइंग टू परम धाम, निर्वाण धाम, द सोल वर्ल्ड, द होम फ्रॉम वेयर वी हैव कम. And there we will go, and like we went here and met family, we will go and sit near Paramatma, the Sarva Shaktivan, Shanti ka Sagar, Pyar ka Sagar, the ocean of peace and purity. So first soul consciousness sitting here, and then I the soul go home and meet my supreme parent. He's my parent, my friend, every relationship. Next. Next, you will see that the Shakti, the laser, like a beam, like a sun rays, like a laser beam, the power and the light from Paramatma filling into me, the soul. Hui chal raha na? Theek hai? Like a ray filling from Paramatma into me, the soul. When we do this, when we take power and purity from the Supreme Being and fill it into the soul, our past wounds, our emotional blockages, our past memories, everything starts getting healed. It's like you take the sunlight onto the body, you wouldn't even know which wound and which aches and pains start getting healed, because that's the power of the light and might of the sun. It's energizing the body, this is energizing the soul. Last one. And then we take the Shakti from Paramatma, and then we give the Shakti to others. We can give Shakti to our child, we can give Shakti to a family member, we can give Shakti to someone whom I'm having a conflict with, and most important, give Shakti to every soul of the planet to fill and to radiate. To fill and to radiate. ठीक है, एक बार चारों कट्ठे दिखा दो. And there are a lot of all these visuals and commentaries on YouTube, so not that you have to copy or memorize, just to do it so that we do it right now. And of course, evening and tomorrow morning. So first stage, I the soul in the center of the forehead, and as I start practicing, my vibrations start reaching into, radiating out from me, into the environment. And then I, the soul, start traveling upwards. Ek ke baad. Take it as a very gradual journey up from above this room, above the city, above, just so that the soul is getting detached from its body conscious energy and the energy of everything down on this level which pulls me down. So very gradually you have to move up. Of course, after a few days of practice, you do it in 1 second. And then you reach home. The sweet silence home, where there is no noise of thoughts. And then we go and sit very close to our Supreme Parent, my friend. We share, we talk, we surrender, we ask everything. And then we take that power and unconditional love, fill ourselves to heal ourselves, energize ourselves. And then we radiate that to other souls and we radiate that to the world. अभी तक हम क्या करते थे, हम कहते थे भगवान उनको सद्बुद्धि दो. ऐसा बोलने से, इंस्ट्रक्शन देने से नहीं होगा. भगवान से लो और सबको दो, ताकि सबसे पहले सद्बुद्धि किसको मिले, मुझे। सिर्फ उनको दो नहीं, उनको दो नहीं, उनको दो मिनट, आई एम फाइन, चेंज देम। आई हैव टू हील माई सेल्फ, चेंज द वे आई थिंक अबाउट देम, एंड देन आई विल बी एबल टू रेडिएट दैट हाइएस्ट एनर्जी टू देम। ओके, सो नाउ शुड वी डू दिस नाउ? चलो स्ट्रेट अगेन, वेरी सिंपल, डोंट प्रेशराइज योर सेल्फ, डोंट स्ट्रेन, नथिंग। नहीं, मेडिटेशन करेंगे। Relax the body. Gently bring your attention to the center of the forehead. Feel the body. This body is my costume. Like the dress I wear, I, the soul, wear this body. Mujhe atma ne ये शरीर रूपी चोला पहना हुआ है। आई एम वेयरिंग दिस कॉस्ट्यूम। इट्स माई इंस्ट्रूमेंट टू एक्ट एंड इंटरैक्ट इन टू दिस वर्ल्ड। इट्स माई इंस्ट्रूमेंट दिस बॉडी। आई एम सीटेड इन द सेंटर ऑफ द ब्रेन। इट्स फ्रॉम देयर वेयर आई गिव एवरी इंस्ट्रक्शन। So I see myself in the center of the forehead, a divine point of light. I am a pure, powerful being. Repeat this to yourself. Keep seeing and saying, seeing the point of light and saying, I am a pure, powerful being. I'm calm and stable in every scene of my life. People around me have different sanskars. I radiate unconditional love and acceptance. I am a loveful being. And as we are reminding ourselves these pure vibrations of love and power are radiating to every cell of my body. See the energy radiating from the center of the forehead. The soul doesn't go to the cell of the body, just the vibration radiates from the center of the forehead throughout the body, like a laser beam flowing through the body, healing every cell of the body. Any particular organ, ache and pain, focus this energy on that part of the body. That blockage was created by me. I need to heal it. I, the soul, radiate purity and love to every cell of my body. See your body just white light. That's the angelic body, white light. Draw a white light circle all around your body, a protection shield. all around your body. And now, I, the soul, gently start traveling upwards. Out of this hall, above Cancer over, flying home to meet my parent. Above the country, above the planet. See yourself flying upwards, crossing the sun, moon and the stars, flying upwards. I've reached a space where it's golden red light all around me. Just like the blue sky, this is golden red light. The home from where I came onto this planet into the world of action. I've reached home. Shanti Dham, the land of silence. Param Dham, the supreme abode. It's the soul world. There's so many souls there, soul world. And now, gently move towards the one I was looking for. Kitna dhunda, kahan kahan dhunda, kis kis mein dhunda Bhagwan ko. Paramatma, Parampita, my supreme parent, just like me, a soul, but supreme. And purity and power. Just go and be there, very close. This is my soul to soul connection. Paramatma accepts me unconditionally. Wo pyar ka sagar hai. Loves me unconditionally. Anything, absolutely anything you want to share, you want to tell, something you could tell no one. Just like a child talks to their parent. Bilkul bachcha. Bachcha kaise apne maat pita se baat karta hai. Aaj din tak kaha tha, tum maat pita, hum balak tere. Bachcha ban ke baat karo. If there's any decision we have to take, for ourselves, for our children, for work, anything. Hak se kaho, you tell me what is the right thing to do. Aapko mujhe batana padega. Mujhe nahi aata kya karna hai. Aap batao, kya right hai. Surrender means don't tell God what you want. Just ask God what is right for me. Tell me and I will do exactly what you say. Surrender. Apna question unke paas rakh do. Answer milna hi hai. Now see that laser beam, that rays of the ocean of power and purity filling into me, the soul. Paramatma ki shaktiyon ki kirne mujh atma mein bhar rahi hai. सर्वशक्तियाँ मेरी हर कमजोरी मेरे हर दर्द को खत्म करती है. See that energy from the supreme power filling into me, the soul. And if there's anyone you want to heal, you want to energize, you want to give, just emerge them there. Not as a face, not as a relationship, just as another point of light, the soul. Samne le aao unko apne. And see yourself filling from God and radiating it to that soul. Energizing yourself and radiating it to them. Filling ourselves with all the Shakti and love, we start returning back to our world of action, back to our world of karma, into this body. And as I reach here, those vibrations radiate from me into the collective energy of the planet. Om Shanti. कौन कौन थोड़ा थोड़ा पांच हवा तक थोड़ा थोड़ा फर्स्ट डे पे थोड़ा थोड़ा ही जाते हैं. कभी कभी तो हम बिल्कुल भी नहीं जाते हैं. सो इट्स परफेक्टली फाइन. इम्पोर्टेंट इज वी नो व्हाट वी हैव टू डू एंड नाउ व्हाट वी हैव टू डू इज स्टार्ट डूइंग इट एवरी सिंगल डे. When we went to this house, it was easy because we saw it just 48 hours back. Okay? When we go there, it will take a little time. But all that we have to do is do it every single day. So evening we will again do it in the garden. This garden evening meditation, nobody has to miss. It's very, very important. And also because collectively we will be meditating for what's happening on the planet. And collectively we will radiate that peace and power to the world. Then tomorrow morning Amrit Vela, then tomorrow evening, and then every day, what time every day? Every day what time? 4 o'clock. Pakka ho gaya aapka 4 o'clock. Okay. 4 o'clock pakka nahi karna, bas 10 baje se pehle sona hai usko pakka karna. We really don't need to make effort as to what time we have to wake up. We just have to take care that we sleep on time. And if we don't sleep on time, then it's not right to wake up at 4 o'clock because then you will start dozing off at work. So just take care of what time you're going to bed. Theek hai? Pakka ho gaya ye? Okay. So yesterday we saw that we are a soul on a journey. Right? Main kaun hoon? Main atma hoon. Soul on a journey. How old are we? Arman, how old are you? 28. Everybody else, say out your age. He's 28. What about you? Say out your age, everybody. Bolo, bolo, bolo. 52, 28, 45, 65. Kiski age hai ye? Very good. How old are you? How old are you? Dekha na, haar gaye na pehli bari mein. That is how deep-rooted body consciousness is. It's okay. So now, Arman, how old are you? Eternal. Very good. So, jab yahan se wapis jayenge, agar koi bolega, how old are you? Bolo, ageless. Eternal. Log aise itna, ho, mereko meri age puch li, ho. Bolo, ageless, timeless, and I never die. I never die. The most beautiful thing that happens with soul consciousness is fear of death is over. Fear of your own dying and even fear of someone around you. Because you know it's going to happen, but then you're aware that who is dying? The body is finishing. Now what happens to I, the soul then? So now ek par haath rakho yahan par. This is where I, the soul, is inside the body. It's not in the center of the forehead. It's inside the center of the brain. Now I, the soul, will leave this costume here. Nikalo atma ko yahan pakdo. Piche kya reh gaya? Body, family, right? Body, family, possession, achievements, even education. I, the soul, will now enter the womb of a mother. After a few months, baby is born. And then that child again has to learn A for apple. So how much ever you study now, once you leave the body, you have to again go back to A for apple. So we leave absolutely everything behind. But the one thing that we can't leave behind is our sanskar and our karma. That we can't leave behind. Even if we want to leave a few behind, that I don't like this one, so I would like to leave it behind. I can't. So like we are in this dress now, tomorrow you will wear another dress, person remains the same. Similarly, today we are in this costume, tomorrow we will go into the new costume, person will remain the same. Is that okay? Do you want to change anything before that? So if you're a cranky person now, you'll be a cranky baby. If you're a very sharing person, that child will share everything with everyone. Uncle, aap mera chocolate le lo. Auntie, aap mera toy le lo. If you're a very clingy person, then main kisi ko nahi dene wala hu. Nobody teaches the child all that. The child is coming with their sanskar. And then you will say, why is this child like this? Why is my this child? Because they are not a child. They are a soul in a new body. The soul in a new body. So please remember, a child is not a brand new clean soul. A child is a soul with long, long journey of many lifetimes, now entered a new body. So what is happening in relationships is, we're not able to understand each other. We say, like, ye aise kyun hai? Ye aise kyun hai? Ye aise kyun hai? Mera bachcha aisa kyun hai? And most important, mere do bachche itne alag kyun hai? How many of you have more than one child? And how many of you feel they're very different from each other? very different from each other, you will notice there are two things that are different. One, personality is nature-wise different. Dusra, destiny is also very different. Destiny is also very different. So question mark comes, born to the same parents, got everything the same from both the parents, upbringing, infrastructure, resources, and of course palanas, everything. Then why are my two children so different? Because they are my two children only after they came into this costume. Before this, both were in two different places. One could have come from a village background, the other could have come from America. That's how different they could have been. One could have come from a very nuclear family, the other one could have come from a family of 20 people. One could have come from a life of abundance, one could have come from a life of lack. We have no idea where they've come from. And that's only one past life. But they are not even a product of one past life. We are a product of many, many, many lives. In one lifetime itself, there's so much difference that happens in our life, right? Any couple here, sitting here? Anybody? Anybody? Utchav ekpar, dono? How long married? 25 years, very good. So husband-wife relationship is that one in which before this 25 years, in this lifetime also they were different. Right? Like two children, at least once they are born in one lifetime, they are growing up in that same environment, same. Husband-wife relationship, kyun logon ko itna mushkil lagta hai? Because even in this one lifetime also, how old were you when you got married? I mean, how old was your body when you got married? Huh? 23. So 23 years she was leading a different kind of life before she started living with him. And you? 33. Okay? So, and before this, where were you? How sweet. No. Before this he was in another costume and you were also in another costume. Very sweet. Huh, but see, this is also true. No, in this lifetime also, before this he was in another city. Everything is different. Now before this, he was in another costume. Please understand this. She was in another costume. 100 years in that costume. Before that, 100 years in another costume. Before that, 100 years in another costume. Before that, 100 years in another costume. So let's say on an average, minimum 1,000 years to ye dono ghum ke aaye. Different parents, different backgrounds, different situations, different challenges, different sanskars, different karma. And then suddenly, both have to start living together. Easy? Huh? Easy? Yes, easy, not easy? No, not easy. Because what happens when they both start living together, visualize the soul as two CDs, okay? With lot of different songs. And songs not of 33, 23 years, but song of 2,000, 3,000 years. And then suddenly these two CDs are going to start living together and they're going to start playing their own songs in every situation. Situation wohi hogi, but both will play different songs. Kis kis ke ghar mein hota hai sir? Which means in the same situation two people will respond differently. Someone will find it ek choti si baat, the other one will say kitni badi baat. And they'll say, tumko badi baat kaise lagti hai ye? Tumko choti baat kaise lagti hai ye? I just can't understand you. Even I can't understand you. Aur aajkal bolte, it's okay, leave it. We can't make it. Chalo, chodo. Wo to har baat pe wohi bol dete abhi. So not being able to understand the other person is a very normal thing. Why? Because the song she has and the song he has is completely different. In the same situation, he will play that song. Let's say he has a song of trust. He will just trust everybody. And suppose she has a song of doubt. Then she will doubt even a family member. आप दोनों के पास कोई ऐसा संस्कार है जो अलग अलग है? अच्छा, दिस वन ओनली. आई नॉर्मली से ऑपोजिट, बट आई नो व्हाई आई सेड इट द अदर वे अराउंड फॉर यू. द ऑपोजिट. चलो हम ऑपोजिट कर लेते हैं. सो शी सेज यही वाला है जो बिल्कुल डिफरेंट है बट ऑपोजिट है, विच मीन्स शी ट्रस्ट वेरी इजिली. एंड आप प्यार से डाउट कर लेते हैं ना लोगों को, आसान ही आता ना, इट कम्स इजी टू यू, राइट? सी, प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड पीपल. Nobody is a wrong person. It's just that we have recorded very beautiful sanskars on this journey, and some sanskars created because of different situations. Now he also doesn't know why he's able to doubt people. And he will say to her, "Mujhe samajh mein nahi aata, tum sabko trust kaise kar sakte ho? Go back to your songs with your spouse." And she will say, "I don't understand. Aap doubt kaise kar sakte hain sabko?" And then they both will say, "I just can't understand you." Now what should they do? And most important, which of the two is right? Which of the two is right? 1 minute. This women-man thing we don't do over here, because who are we? Who are we? So this woman-man thing doesn't work here at all. Right now she is in a female body, he's in a male costume. The last birth he could be in a female costume and she could be in a male costume. So this man-woman thing is a completely... We have every sanskar. The only thing that happens is when a child is born, if the child is born as a girl, automatically society will start conditioning her that way and those sanskars will get emerged. So the girl will be taught, tumko jhukna chahiye, tumko chup rehna chahiye, tumko sabko jod ke rakhna hai. That sanskar will get activated. The boy will be taught, tumko nahi jhukna chahiye, you have to be strong, you have to be facing, you have to be doing that. Wo wala sanskar activate ho jayega. Next birth he will go, he will be born as a girl, he will be taught, tumko jhukna chahiye, tumko chup rehna chahiye. He will activate that sanskar, because we have all the sanskars. We have all the sanskars. So don't get into each other over this gender issue. It's just like one person wearing a sari and the other person wearing a shirt and pant. That is all. That's all. Roles were different. But now though even roles have become same. Earlier the roles were different. One was a provider, the other was a nurturer. So as per the role, the sanskar was being cultivated that you are a nurturer, you should be like this. You are a provider, you should be like this. Now both have become providers. Both have become providers in the house, ki nahi? So now who will be the nurturer? Very good. But both are not doing that. Both are only providing and nurturing their children with the power of money. And because you're providing and nurturing your children with the power of money, that is why they're emotionally not as strong as they're supposed to be. So the time has come for both to be a provider and both to be a nurturer. Nurturer means come home every evening with that vibrations which will energize your child like this. Otherwise they are getting affected. Abhi, out of the two, who is right? How can trust and doubt both be right? If I doubt this person, first I deplete myself. Theek hai? Kaliyug ke end mein rehte hue bhi sabko trust karo. Because by trusting people, you are first energizing yourself. When I trust the person, I'm radiating a higher energy to that person. That now suppose this person is perfectly fine, but because I don't know this person, I start with my energy of doubt. Then I'm not just depleting myself, I'm also depleting this person. Why we fear trust is because we fear trust because we feel if I am let down, then I will go into pain and then how will I heal my pain? It's all about me. It's never about the other person actually. What is intuitive?
You understand the person's aura. And it's happened so many times.
You understand the person's... Very good. You understand the person's aura and you energize the person's aura.
But then you safeguard yourself.
Safeguard only means that if you do what you... Of course. If you do what you do, I know how to protect myself. But I don't have to doubt you for that. I only have to protect myself. You don't doubt. Doubt is a thought. When we create a thought here of doubt, which column will it go to in yesterday's page of the diary? Left. And then you will hear about so much that's happening in the world. And gently we shift towards doubt coming more easy than trust. That's a very big reason of depletion. Why? You're sure that the person is going to do bad to you. No, first you create a higher, this is something we have to do every single day. First thing that you have to do every single day is, when you meditate, fill yourself with that power, and then take Paramatma Shakti and draw a whole circle around this body like your aura. So my aura I have to create every day is not my aura. I will take Bhagwan's Shakti and make an aura around me. Like this. Kar sakte hain sa? Karo abhi. Wo karte hain na? Jab nazar lagti hai, to mirchi ke saath aisa gol gol karte hain. Waisa hi. To hum mirchi ke saath nahi karte. Hum kiske saath karte hain? Kyunki log aise hi darte rehte hain. Iski nazar lagegi, uski nazar lagegi, uski nazar. What is a nazar? A nazar is someone who has some nice, not nice thought for me. Let's say. A worry thought is also a nazar actually. Any thought which is from the left hand column is a nazar. Nazar means a lower energy which is coming to me. Theek hai? But if a lower energy is coming to me, protecting myself from the lower energy is my responsibility. So first is I should be vibrating at a higher energy, then the lower one will just come like this and flow away. When will the lower hit me? When I'm very close to the lower. Energy cannot flow from lower to higher. Energy always flows from higher to lower. So if I am vibrating at a lower energy in my life, then people's lower energy will obviously affect me. Someone's jealousy, someone's hurt, someone's anything. It will start. When you start vibrating at a higher energy, aate jayenge, jaate jayenge, like this. But jab wo yahan se jayenge, what will they get from you? Now we saw yesterday, like this. It's like this. It's not just a child in pain. It's your colleague who's jealous. He's on the left hand. Where should you be? Where should you? But if I go on the left hand and say, they are jealous of me, they said this to me, they might spoil my work, they might take credit. I go down. And when I go down, what is going to happen? Both are going to add pain. So always what we have to do is, when someone is on the lower end, this is like COVID. Someone's entered the house with COVID. What do you have to do first? First, distance yourself. So that was a physical infection. So physically go into another room. This is a vibrational infection. So vibrationally you should be at another level. So when you start meditating daily, again, why should we meditate? Because you're going to go like this. In a world which is choosing to go, in a world which is choosing to go down, not because of their own weaknesses, just succumbing to what's happening around them. If situations are not my way, personal, professional, in the city, in the country, and now in the world. If situations are not my way and I'm not energizing myself daily, then by default, we are going down like this. If I'm living in this world and not doing anything to energize myself, by default, I will start moving in the same direction without doing anything. But if I start energizing myself every day, how? One, with meditation. Second, input of jnana every day. Third, blocking too much other content going into me, which is going to pull my energy down. Third, right energy food, eating home-cooked food in a meditative state is going to do wonders for your energy field. And right karma. Throughout the day, right karma. Not just meditated in the morning, took jnana, and throughout the day the same old way. No. So automatically what will start happening to your energy? It will start moving like this. So wo nazar jo hai, wo kidhar jayegi siraf? Here. And because we start connecting to that supreme power, ab hum par kiski nazar ho jati hai? Ab hum par kiski nazar ho jati hai? तो अगर कोई आपको बोलेगा किसी की नज़र न लग जाए, बोलो मुझ पर परमात्मा की नज़र है और मेरे पास बहुत सारी दुआएं हैं, तो मेरे पास किसी की नज़र नहीं लग सकती. ये अलग बात है कि मुझसे परमात्मा की नज़र उस पर लग जाए तो वो भी बदल जाएगा. फिर ये बार बार बोल के ना, नज़र लगेगी, फिर वो नींबू मिर्ची टांगो, फिर वो सर लगाओ अपने घर के बाहर, एंड ये फिर ये सब करो. वॉट हैपन्स इज वी स्टार्ट वाइब्रेटिंग एट दैट फ्रीक्वेंसी. It's like even if somebody is throwing something at you, your door should be closed. No. Then that person will just keep hitting. Nothing is going to happen to you. But our doors open when we say, wo mere bare mein aisa soch rahe hai, usko mujhse problem hai, usko mujhse jealousy hai. That is when I open my door to their vibrations. Obviously, it will affect me. So, kiski nazar hai hum par? Remove this line ke kisi ki nazar lagti hai. And we don't even just say it to ourselves, we say it to our children also. कल रात को पार्टी में गए थे, आज सुबह सर्दी हो गई, तो वायरस लग गया बोल सकते हैं ना, नजर लग गई क्यों बोलते हैं भाई, पार्टी में इतने सारे लोग होते, किसी से हो गया होगा इन्फेक्ट, नहीं नहीं मेरे बच्चे को किसी के ना, कुछ नहीं, बार बार बोलने से दिस बिकम्स आर अफर्मेशन. नोबडी नीड्स टू क्रिएट जेलेसी फॉर यू, देर इज इनफ जेलेसी इन द एयर, देर इज इनफ इनसिक्योरिटी फियर हेट्रेड इन द एयर. You don't need any one specific person to create that for you anymore. It's there in the air. So we just have to protect ourselves. So daily that lifestyle is going to start taking you like this. And fir kya hoga? Energy will always flow from higher to lower. Oh, finally we forgot both of which one of them is right? Both are right. Very, how? 1 minute. How both are right? Huh. Not as I said, it is the truth, right? You're coming from a different journey. Very good. This is first step of compassion. It's not about right or wrong. Both of us are coming from different journeys. So both of us are carrying different sanskars. Different sanskars, not right or wrong. And because I'm carrying that sanskar, it's natural for me to. And now what will I do to the doubt sanskar? Live like that with that? It won't improve. It will change completely. Why should we change it? Now, important question, everybody. Why should we change that sanskar of doubt? Why should we change that sanskar of doubt? No, because when I leave that costume, that sanskar of doubt will again go with me. It makes a difference, no? So you're seeing a difference in you? Lots of difference. Bad. We have only 25 minutes left. Okay, so everyone, take 30 seconds, open your diary. Anyone in your relationships, close ones first, spouse, children, parents, sibling, any sanskar which is different, which you thought was not a right sanskar. And of course we know it's not right because it's a depleting sanskar, but many times our mind said to them, I can't understand you, how can you be like this? This was a rejection going from us to them. We questioned their identity with that sanskar, their personality. Aap aise kaise kar sakte hain? Aap aise kaise ho sakte hain? We were questioning them. We were questioning their personality. This is rejection. Opposite of rejection? So rejection goes in which column? Left. And how many times we're rejecting people throughout the day, even in our mind? Shift to? I accept you. Now accept you doesn't mean that he's going to live with the sanskar of doubt. No. Acceptance is the first step of transformation. Acceptance is the first step of transformation of a sanskar. First is understanding. I understand that you're a soul on a journey. Pehle hume pata hi nahi tha. So we didn't understand. Why do they carry this sanskar? Because what happens is when he's carrying a sanskar of doubt, he will doubt the most loyal person also. So one more thing we learn from this. What people say to us, what people feel about us, what people do to us, is not about us. It's about? Bolo acche se. Let's say it together. What people say to us, bolo bolo, it'll get recorded here. What people say to us? Say to me. Chalo aas satate. What people say to me? What people talk about me? And what people do to me? Is not about me. It's about. See, simple. She's doing something right, but he will gently come and doubt. But because she will not understand that it is because of his recording sanskar, she will feel hurt. Hua tha kabhi hurt pehle? मैंने इतना किया फिर भी डाउट किया. सो व्हाट डू? वी टेक द पर्सन संस्कार एंड वी टेक इट एज पर्सनल. एंड दैट्स व्हेन पीपल से डोंट टेक इट सो पर्सनली. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस लाइन? इट वॉज सेट टू मी, सो वाई शुड आई नॉट टेक इट पर्सनली? बिकॉज वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड इट वॉज नॉट अबाउट मी, इट इज अबाउट देम. पीपल विल बी टू मी डिपेंडिंग ऑन हाउ देयर रिकॉर्डिंग इज. So somebody is going to say to you, I can live with you for the rest of my life. I don't ever want to be separate from you. And the other person will say, I cannot stand you for 1 minute also. Hota hai aise nahi hota? But we are the same person. Hum wahi hain. So why is it that someone likes me so much and someone hates me so beautifully? Why? I am the same person. Someone finds me egoistic, someone finds me humble. I am the same person. So why? Even if our behavior is identically the same with each one, they will still find us different. Why? Because here is the lens. That soul has sanskar, that sanskar is lens, and through their lens they see me. So if I am carrying acceptance, I will accept you. If I am carrying rejection, I will reject you. If I am carrying criticism, I will criticize you. If I am carrying appreciation, I will appreciate you even if you've done everything wrong. I will say, nahi fir bhi aapne mehnat to ki na, aapne bahut achha kiya. Duniya kehti kis baat ki jhooti appreciation? It's not jhooti appreciation. Appreciation is a natural sanskar of that person. And another person will be, sab kuch achha kiya na, to bhi bolenge, to bhi kya hai, isse better kar sakte the. Person is the same. Effort is the same. Feedback you will get will be different. So remember what your spouse says to you, what your colleague says to you, what your senior says to you. Take the feedback, leave the sanskar. Feedback is for us. Sanskar, you can give them a blessing so that they will also start energizing themselves. But when we take their sanskar, even the feedback we don't use because we are so hurt because of that sanskar. Unhone aisa kaise bola mujhko? Din raat main ghar nahi gaya, 24 ghanta kaam kiya, ye bola iske baad? So I skip the feedback and I just take the pain because of their sanskar. And when I take that pain, where do I go? I go like this, mujhe aisa bola. So we are going to change that line to, ye inka sanskar hai. ठीक है, इजी? कैन यू नाउ स्टार्ट अंडरस्टैंडिंग पीपल अ लिटिल बेटर? पीपल हैव गॉन थ्रू अ लॉट इन वन लाइफ टाइम. इमेजिन हाउ मच पीपल वुड हैव गॉन थ्रू इन मल्टीपल लाइफ टाइम्स. लेट्स लुक एट जस्ट दीज लास्ट 5 years. देयर्स वॉर गोइंग ऑन देयर. देयर वॉज कोविड फॉर 2 years. देयर वॉज एन एयर क्रैश इन विच 250 सोल्स लेफ्ट. देयर वर फ्लड्स ऑल ओवर द कंट्री इन विच सो मेनी सोल्स लेफ्ट. जस्ट लुक एट ओनली दीज मेजर थिंग्स दैट हैपन इन द वर्ल्ड. What is even the last recording on the soul when they leave? This is one situation, plus the whole so many situations in one lifetime. Just the last recording. Someone is standing in Lonavala, this whole waterfall, having fun, eating, holding hands, and suddenly. Wo dekha tha abhi beech mein jab Gujarat mein hua tha, the... What was that? The jhula kind of a thing. We just visual, the Morbi bridge. Just visualize, just think. Everybody is there walking on that bridge, eating and laughing and singing and talking. 30 seconds later, and the soul leaves. What is the recording the soul is going to carry? Pain, fear, what fear? Fear water and fear. Fear death, nahi, fear of losing people. Now this soul will enter the womb of the mother. If the mother is also going through some her own fears during the pregnancy, then to double fear. Now the baby will be born, the parents will say, "Arey, mera bachcha, I am going to make him a swimmer because I am a swimmer." Hota hai na aise? I am a swimmer, so mujhe apne bachche ko bhi swimmer banana hai. So at the age of 3, they take their child to the swimming pool. Kya hoga? कैन यू विजुअलाइज क्या करेगा वो बच्चा? वो डर जाएगा पानी को देख के उधर और वो भाग जाएगा. नाउ द पेरेंट्स विल नॉट अंडरस्टैंड बच्चा ऐसा क्यों है मेरा. देन दे विल कंपेयर दैट चाइल्ड टू अदर चिल्ड्रन, दे विल कंपेयर दैट चाइल्ड टू द सिबलिंग. तेरा भाई देख कितना स्ट्रांग है, तू देख कितना कमजोर है. दे विल क्रिटिसाइज, दे विल वरी मेरा बच्चा इतना डरपोक क्यों है. तब धीरे से कोई उनको आकर कान में बोलेगा, आपको पता है वो फ्लड हुआ था ना उधर, ये वो वाली आत्मा है. अच्छा हाँ, और इसमें हंसने की क्या बात है, वो कहीं ना कहीं आएंगे कि नहीं आएंगे. एक सेकंड में योर वरी, योर हर्ट, योर क्रिटिसिज्म विल कन्वर्ट इनटू कंपैशन. एक सेकंड में होगा कि नहीं होगा. अभी तक यू विल बी सेइंग ऐसा कैसे डरपोक, एंड नेक्स्ट सेकंड ऑब्वियसली डर लगेगा ना पानी से. अंडरस्टैंडिंग, एक्सेप्टेंस. एंड जैसे ही अंडरस्टैंडिंग एंड एक्सेप्टेंस आई, वेरी प्योर पावरफुल एनर्जी रेडिएटिंग फ्रॉम यू टू हिम, दैट इज एम्पथी, दैट इज कंपैशन. नाउ दैट डजंट मीन वी विल लेट द चाइल्ड लिव विद द फियर ऑफ वाटर. वी विल जस्ट अंडरस्टैंड दे हैव फियर ऑफ वाटर, वी विल एक्सेप्ट दे हैव फियर ऑफ वाटर, एंड नाउ वी विल हेल्प देम टू ओवरकम दैट फियर ऑफ वाटर. रिमेंबर वी सॉ यस्टरडे व्हाट वाज देयर ऑन दिस हैंड, दैट ब्लैक कलर सर्कल. नाउ व्हाट विल वी डू ओवर दैट ब्लैक कलर सर्कल, वी विल ड्रॉ दोज व्हाइट कलर सर्कल्स एंड वी विल चेंज संस्कार्स, आवर ओन संस्कार्स ऑल्सो एंड देयर संस्कार्स. बट फर्स्ट एंड फर्स्ट में इंपॉर्टेंट, you know, this child who will come with that fear of losing people will become a very possessive person as they're growing up. They will become a very, very dominating, possessive spouse. And the other spouse is going to get very suffocated with that energy. But we think that they are doing wrong to me. So if this one person is very possessive, this one person is very loyal, but yet this person is very possessive and because of that very doubting, because they fear losing that other person. They also don't know why they fear losing the person. You know, the problem is not that we don't understand them, the problem is they also don't know why they feel like that. And they think it's normal to feel like that because they came with that sanskar recorded. So this relationship can get very complicated. Now what we feel is, this person who is dominating, this person who is possessive, this person who gets jealous because of that, this person is spoiling my life. I am the victim. Right? Is that true? This person will be, and it's not about male or female, it can happen in either case. Okay? So this, it can happen in a parent-child relationship also. Anybody. So this person who's being doubted, who's being controlled, this person is the victim. Right or wrong? They go through that pain. Right or wrong? So who's the victim? Who's the victim? This one who's being doubted. This one who's being doubted. This one who's being said wrong things to. Who's being controlled. They feel that this person is ruining my life. Right? Who is the victim? Who is the victim? Left hand is the victim or the right hand is the victim?
No one is the victim. They are just product of body.
I said that, but who is the one who is depleted right now? So what happens is, we start thinking, they are the cause of my pain. But actually the truth is, they are in pain. People whom we believe are the cause of our pain because of their behavior, whether it's ego, whether it's controlling, whether it's abusive, whether it's manipulating, whether it's jealousy, whether it's possessiveness, we say they are the cause of my pain. They are not the cause of my pain. They are in pain. Can you write it down in your diary? It could be a colleague at work, jealous. It could be a colleague at work taking credit for everything that you have done. It could be a colleague at work trying to push you down. It's not necessary always in family. It could be a sibling. It could be a twin. It could be a sister-sister connection, which gets very complicated. It's not going to be my neighbor. It's going to be someone very close. So remember, they are not the cause of my pain. They are in pain. Will this shift things? Will this change things? Will this change things? What will it change? Just write the line. Later on you can think, who are the people who you thought are the cause of your pain? Even somebody who has this habit of shouting and using abusive language and screaming at home, the whole ghar ka vatavaran starts changing because of them. Everybody feels they are the cause of the pain in this house. Ye ghar mein aate hai na, to nark ban jata hai. They. So what happens? They are already coming with wound. They're already coming with pain, which means they're already coming with a very dark black circle. And everybody keeps saying, they are the cause of our pain. They are the cause of our pain. They are the cause of our pain. So what keeps happening to that black circle? That sanskar gets stronger. It gets reinforced. But what happens to the other people? They just live like a victim to their pain. And thereby allow themselves to be in pain. So empathy and compassion means understanding that they have gone through some pain because of which they are in this pain. And we are only talking about the last scene when the soul is leaving the costume. What about one lifetime and many lifetimes? What traumas they have gone through? What trauma they have gone through? So no one is the cause of our pain. Who is the cause of our pain? So yesterday we saw, we have to shift from emotional dependence to emotional independence. Emotional dependence vocabulary goes, they hurt me, they upset me, they irritated me, right? Again, put both your hands here, put them here on the left hand, put yourself on the right hand. They are behaving a certain way, which is not right. We are not saying they are right, they are not right for me, okay? But can they hurt me? Can they hurt me? Arman, ek minute khade ho ja nazar. Now right here in front of 300 guests and on live on media, I'm going to say something which is very, 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 very horrible to him and very wrong language. Can I do that? Yes, that's my power. I can be in a role where I can do that to him every single day and in public. Can I do that? Yes. Always remember what's the power of the other person and what's my power. So the other person can do wrong to me, the other person can cheat me, the other person can betray me, the other person can lie to me, the other person can manipulate me, the other person has a lot of power, the other person can even physically hit me. But, where's the mind? Huh, wow. Can I enter there and cause pain for him? Think properly. For a lifetime you have to record this right. Can I enter there? I can shout, scream, abuse from here. That's my power. I can go and hit there. That's my power. Can I enter there and cause pain there? If he allows. Sister, Shweta, you also said if I allow? Okay, ek bar aap khade ho jao, Shweta. Arman, what do you think?
Only if I allow.
Only if I allow. Okay, aap bachcha. Shweta, allow. Yeah, allow me to enter your mind to give you pain. Karo. Kaise hota hai? How do you do it? How will I enter your mind to give you pain? Bata.
I mean, if I get influenced by your thoughts and you read the same thought, or.
Slowly. I say over here to you, you're the most horrible person I've ever met. Now, take it up from here. You start questioning yourself. I have only said one statement. You're the most horrible person I've ever met. That's my line. Hanji? I know what it is. We are talking about what she is going to do. What are you going to do now with this line? When I say you're the most horrible person, my power ends here. Where was my power? In what I say to you, in what I do to you. My power ends here. Can I enter into her mind and plant that pain over there for her? Okay, so now what do you do after I say you're the most horrible person?
I could create a thought that she might be having a difficult time, or she might be going through something.
Who created this thought?
I created.
You created. You could have also created a thought, she's a horrible person, she said this to me in front of so many people, that could also be your thought. Whatever thought you create, doesn't matter. Important is who's creating the thought? I. So who's creating your pain? Can I enter your mind and give you pain? If you allow me to do, can I enter your mind and give you pain? सोच लो. इसके बाद वापस जाके अगर बोला ना तो बड़े नंबर कट हो जाएंगे. सोच लो. We have lived our life like a victim. They hurt me, they insulted me, they disrespected me, they upset me. आराम से रिमोट कंट्रोल सबके हाथ में दे दिया. They can cheat me, they can lie to me, they can betray me, they can do wrong to me, they can hit me, but they cannot enter my mind and create my thought for me. That's my power. Is that true? Anybody has anything other? हाँ बोलो श्वेता, कुछ बोलो. Sure. So who creates the pain? I. Who creates the hurt? I. Who will heal you? Very good. Don't stand with a katora in front of other people. Apology karo, mere ko theek karo. First we say they hurt me, then we say they have to do something ताकि मेरा mood ठीक हो जाएगा. होता है ऐसे या नहीं होता? No. आज से नहीं होगा. Okay, this is shifting from emotional dependence. Okay, Shweta, what all options if someone says this to you? Let's look at options. Everybody, place that person on the left hand who said something very, very ugly or who's done something which was very wrong. Not just said, done something which was very wrong. So first option, without using our options, we said, obviously I will get hurt. That is the vocabulary society was using. So obvious means it's a switch, on, off, off. Machines are obvious. Human beings have choices. This is obvious. On kiya to on, off kiya to off. Yahan kuch bhi obvious nahi hai. I have multiple choices how to respond to every situation of life. But even if I'm not hurt, people will come and say, aapko hurt nahi hua, unhone aisa bola aapko. So Kaliyug mein advice bhi waisi milti hai. Aapko hurt nahi hua, you don't forgive them. Now if you forgive them, they'll do it again. And definitely don't trust them. So Kaliyug mein jaake Kaliyug ki raay nahi lena kisi se bhi. Because people will give you advice only depending on which floor they are living in terms of vibrations. Obviously, because they can see the world only from that energy level. Right? That's why we take that spiritual content every single day, so that we are able to see the world the way we want to see the world. Options? Option.
Option.
Someone does wrong to you. Option. Everybody, option. One option, do wrong back to them. You will be at this level. Second option, do more wrong to them. Aise bhi to hota hai. Aise bhi to hota hai. I can say one line to her, you're the most horrible person. She said, now I'll tell you who you are. Hota hai ki nahi hota? And she'll give me one whole page. I gave her only one line. She'll give me one whole. So what did she do? Where did the right hand go? It went even lower than me. We have options where we have to go. So if she just kept quiet and created pain and says she hurt me, she had said it, and she'll just be here. But if she reacts and she says, she goes here. And now any other option? Where do we want to live in life? Where do we want to live in life? Here. Always remember, whoever may be on the left hand and whatever they do on the left hand, they are still on the left hand. My mind is not on the left hand. My mind is on the right hand. And the remote control of mind is in my control. Every thought I create is my choice. And where should the right hand be? Why higher? One, because I have the choice. Second, I'll protect myself from this energy. And most important, just by taking care of myself, just by taking care of myself and going here, by default, your energy starts healing them. Just, you have to do nothing to heal them. You just have to heal yourself. But because you reach here and you're not thinking anything wrong about them, automatically your right energy goes, and those who are the victims of any past, they start healing. So when we energize ourselves, we don't have to empower others. That starts happening automatically. Just be here. So either she can shout back at me, or she can shout even more than me, or what can she do? Can she forgive me? Yes. Can she understand that I am a victim because of some pain? Yes. Can she send blessings to me?
Yes.
Sure. How many of you can send blessings to people who've done wrong to you? Just send blessings. And bolna bhi nahi hai kuch bhi. Yeah. Just from here. How many ready to send blessings to those who have wronged you? And who will benefit from that? I. So we are not really doing it a favor to anybody else. Because when I think, na, ay, unko blessing dena, unko. Main puri dunya ko de sakti ho, but unko. Unko kyu dena hai? So please remember, hame unko nahi de rahe hum. Who are we doing this for? I'm doing it for myself. COVID. Distance. Distancing is protection. And when you distance yourself and we protected ourselves from their COVID, we became their caregivers. Yehi kiya na ghar pe. First we moved away. We protected ourselves from that virus. They were infected by the virus. We started taking care of them. We started healing them. So whether it's a physical virus, whether it's a vibrational virus, it remains the same equation. There was a sister who came to our center, age of around 35-40, and not married, chose to live alone, very betrayed, very let down by the world. And when she shared her story was that when she was 5 years old, her parents had to go out somewhere, and so they left her with a family friend. And something did not happen right over there, because of which that child held it against her parents all her life. My parents left me over there in that house. Bachcha to utna hi samjhega. Because of that, her relationship with the parents was not very good. She chose to live alone. And then at that age of 35-40, when she started coming to the center, one day she was sitting in the meditation room, and then she came out and she said that person, because now clarity of jnana, see how vocabulary changes, that person abused my body 30 years back once. That person abused my body 30 years back once. I abused myself for 30 years. And today in the meditation room, I let him go. These were his words. Victim hum khud ban jate hain. So there is no discussion about whether that other person was right or wrong. That person on the left hand is doing wrong. We are not here to discuss their karma. We are here to see what can we do to protect ourselves from their karma, to raise our energies, and thereby by default automatically help them to heal their karma. So when we start taking care of energizing ourselves by loving ourselves, taking care of ourselves, compassion automatically starts happening. Karna nahi padega. Karna nahi padega. You don't have to create compassion. And if I'm vibrating here, try however hard, I cannot create compassion for anybody. Theek hai? Done? So who hurts me? Who hurts me? I. Very good. Who will heal me? I. Very good. Ghar jaake ye yaad rahega na? Haan? Pakka? Pakka? So fir aaj ki date likho. Today is your happy Independence Day. Today is Happy Independence Day. Theek hai? 11th April 2026. So that doesn't mean that when I return here from Monday, I will never create hurt, I will never get angry. No, it will not happen. It's not a switch. The first step is, when I create that, I will not say, unki wajah se, uski wajah se. No, I created this. That's the first step to change. Taking personal responsibility of the sanskar, but taking personal responsibility of my thoughts, feeling and my behavior. We won't say, usne aisa kiya to gussa to karna hi tha. No, I am not allowing myself to go here for anything happening in the world. Because the more the world has to go down, the more I have to go up. If everyone goes down, then... Theek hai? So for anything happening in the world, and anything means anything, means anything, means anything. For anything happening in the world, it's our karma responsibility that we have to be the healer. And for that, what do I have to do? I have to just immediately create a right thought. So even if I create a left column emotion, I only have to take care, I say, I created this, and now I will change this. But if I say they are the cause of it, then I will live like a victim to their behavior. Wo bhi niche jayenge, main bhi niche jaungi, pura ghar niche jayega aur bacche niche jayenge. Easy now, everyone? Pakka? First step, who's creating that emotion? I, and I have the power to create a another one. And today's homework, write it down. You are going to reflect your family's sanskars. Anytime, you don't have to take out time for this. Chalte, phirte, khana khate, chai peete, just before going to sleep. Take every soul in your family, immediate family. To 3-4-5 log honge. And take their any one sanskar. It may not be troubling you, that sanskar, but you know it's not the best sanskar for them because it's bringing them down. It'll be one of the left-hand side sanskars. Even if, suppose your bachcha is fearful, it's a depleter. If your bachcha is not able to take decisions accurately, it's a depleter. So any sanskar which is not comfortable, write it down. And along with that, you will write down the blessing for them, which means the white circle. So since yesterday we are doing I am a, today you will write you are a. You are a powerful soul. You are a loveful soul. You are a perfect soul. You are a. This is our first step to overwriting that sanskar, because our vibrations reach them. Our vibrations reach them. We have the power not just to change ourselves, we have the power to change other people. Sandeep bhai baithe hai class mein? Kidhar hai Sandeep bhai? Sandeep bhai, share karenge ek minute mein kal kya hua without referring, without naming kisne phone kiya tha? Karenge ek minute? Just how simple it is. You have to see how simple it is to change things. Just after the evening session from here, where we said, okay, whatever person says, we have to throw back opposite energy. Huh?
तो मुझे usually किसी के एक परिवार के सदस्य हैं जिनके फोन आने से बहुत पैनिक अटैक्स आते हैं for certain reason. और कल जब आपका यहाँ सेशन सुना मैंने, तो मैं यहाँ से रूम में गया और फिर से फ़ोन आया, मिस्ड कॉल था. तो रश्मि मेरी वाइफ ने कहा कि दीदी की बात को मान के एक बार ये थॉट क्रिएट करके देखो कि जो फ़ोन कर रहा है वो आपको किसी अच्छे काम के लिए कर रहा है, आपको तकलीफ़ देने के लिए नहीं कर रहा है. और मैं काफ़ी सोच विचार के लगाया फ़ोन उनको, तो उन्होंने मुझसे यही पूछा कि तुम्हारा कैसा चल रहा है, सब अच्छा है कि नहीं, स्वास्थ्य अच्छा है कि नहीं, दिमाग शांत है कि नहीं. सो ही टॉक्ड ऑल पॉजिटिव थिंग्स. सो इट वॉज अ मिराकुलस चेंज इन हिज बिहेवियर बिकॉज ऑफ सर्टन थॉट्स दैट आई क्रिएटेड फॉर हिम.
सिंपल. कितना टाइम लगा होने के लिए ये? सिर्फ कुछ भी नहीं. वी डोंट नो द पावर ऑफ आर वाइब्रेशंस ऑन अदर पीपल. You are seeing since 2 days the power of other people's created vibrations on your mind. This is happening throughout everywhere. It's not just hum khud hi sochte hain, ha abhi wo aisa bolenge, fir wo bolte hain, fir hum kehte dekha maine bola tha na wo aisa bolenge. It is not maine aisa bola tha wo bolenge, humne socha wo aisa bolenge isliye unhone aisa bola. Ab aap change kare, you change and you see how people will start changing. We may not understand people's words, we may misunderstand words, we can misunderstand behaviors, but a thought just goes directly into the soul. And that's why the easiest way to change people is to start thinking about them in the language of blessings. So yesterday when you were saying that if somebody is worrying and we say to them, don't worry, everything will be fine, they will not be able to take it. Because first, somebody is worrying. And we say to them, don't worry. क्योंकि हमें चिंता नहीं हो रही, हमें लग रहा है वो क्यों चिंता कर रहे हैं, तो हम कहते हैं don't worry. That literally is not a good thing for the other person, because the other person cannot stop worrying, that is why they are worrying. हमारे बोलने से कि don't worry या don't get scared or don't get hurt, nobody can change. What we can do is, we can create a higher vibrational thought for them of that particular situation. So suppose a child is worrying, kal mera exam pata nahi theek hoga, mera kal interview theek hoga. And we go to them and say, don't worry. They say, please, aap bahar jaoge, mere ko chhod do, aap shanti se, mere ko padhne do. What is all this? So they think we're just coming and preaching to them like that, saying, don't worry. Bhai, mere ko dar lag raha hai, aapke bolne se to mera dar jayega nahi. But you be in your own room or you sit wherever you are and you start creating that highest vibrational energy for them. Tomorrow your exam is going to be the most beautiful, smooth experience. कल आपका इंटरव्यू ऐसा होगा कि आपने भी कभी सोचा नहीं होगा कि दिस इज हाउ इट्स गोइंग टू गो, दैट्स हाउ मैजिकल. यू कैन सिट इन अनदर रूम एंड डू दिस. नाउ व्हेन ही टुक द कॉल, द पर्सन वॉज इन द अदर सिटी, नॉट सिटिंग नेक्स्ट टू हिम हियर. Vibrations, thoughts are not bound by time, space, distance, boundaries, nothing. आप दूसरे कमरे में बैठ के अपने बच्चे को एनर्जाइज कर सकते हो. Now if you're sitting in another room or sitting with him, don't say anything. People don't understand this too much that time when they are here. You know, it's like I'm climbing down these steps and I trip. It's hurting. It's hurting and you're coming and saying tumko dikh nahi raha tha ab please yaar wo dard ho raha hai mujhe. So first you heal my pain, then you give me advice. You heal my pain, in the end you say dhyan se chalna. Main bolungi wo to mujhko bhi pata hai. What are you telling me? People don't need advice, they know everything that's right, but they're emotionally so much in pain that they're not being able to implement their own intelligence. They know what is right, but I need the power to implement the right. So people don't need advice, and after AI, they will not need advice at all from you. Remember that. Don't go to give advice. They will say, "Aap se acha to mere ko usne answer de diya tha." Ye bhi bol denge wo. Only give them power. In the coming times, intellectual advice will be in abundance. Vibrational power will be lacking. So please give them power, and power can be given from any country, any city, any room, and of course even sitting next to them. It's just a thought. So whatever is the situation that they're going through, you create that blessing for them, make it your affirmation and keep creating it for them. And just being in another room, you can be here and your thoughts are reaching them, and after half an hour, 1 hour, suddenly they'll say, "Theek hai yaar, itna bhi difficult nahi hai, I'll manage." They wouldn't know how they changed. They wouldn't know how they changed. But they changed because there was some very powerful air coming from somewhere else. It influenced their mind and their thoughts start changing. So do we have the power to do this? So why should we meditate? Why should we meditate? Because we will suddenly have so much power, that power which everybody needs right now. And just by being here, you will be able to share that power with everyone. We'll be able to share that power with everyone. Coming time, remember, next year will be lower than this year. 2028 will be lower than that. 29 will be lower. Only because people are not doing anything to come up. And only because situations will get tougher. Situations will get tougher. So, we don't have any other option except for, okay, 1 minute silence. Seedha hokar baithenge. Homework, we have to write a blessing for every one soul in our family at least. We'll do it right now. Bring any one member on the screen of your mind. Any one family member on the screen of your mind. And now don't look at them as a face or a relationship, but a soul on a journey. A soul on a journey. We never looked at them that way. We always said, my child, my brother, my parent, a soul on a journey. Many lifetimes, many situations, many cultures, many sanskars and karmic accounts. Now gently look at them and say, I understand you. Because often I said to myself, I just can't understand them. Change that karma. I understand you. This is the first step of healing. I understand you. Second thought. I accept you. Accept you means I'm not questioning that particular sanskar or behavior in you. I accept you. And third one, I bless you. And there you will write your complete blessing. understand you. I accept you. I send blessings to you. This understanding, acceptance, and blessing will start the journey of transformation of that sanskar and karma which that soul is carrying. This is the role of family, friends, to help the other to create a change. And do the same for yourself. Why do I have this habit? Why do I have this sanskar? Why is this happening with me? Why did this not happen with me? So much questioning. I'm a soul on a journey. I understand my journey. I accept myself. I bless myself. And now write a blessing for anything that you need to heal or change in yourself. Tomorrow morning session, we will see the vocabulary of blessings, how we have to write these blessings. But you start writing today. So today, as we move around, walk around, think of all the people in your life and what's that energy that they need from you, and send that blessing. We're going to take a break of 40, and that break will be in silence. Let's keep these 20 minutes in silence, absolute silence, and use that time to work on your relationships everywhere, in every aspect of life. And every time you're thinking about them, you're going to be moving one up, one up, one up, and you're healing them to move up. This is Rishta. Rishta means to dusre ki bhi shakti padha dega.